Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's a beautiful 12th of October. Happy Thanksgiving out there to all my crusty Canuckers and fans alike. This week's episode, I'll asking, what are we thankful for? All that and more come up in the show. Stick around.
Because I am hard, you will not like me. There is no racial bigotry here. Here you are all equally worthy.
This is the Krusty Canuck Podcast. A Canadian veteran's point of view on politics, social, economic issues, and life. Here's Krusty.
Yes, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Krusty Canuck here. Yes, this is brought to you by the fine people at Rampage Coffee Company, canungold.com, and the fine producers at Produce for Heroes. Stick around for their messages later on in the show. Yes, as I said earlier, happy Thanksgiving out there. Happy Turkey Day. Gobble, 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 whatever you like. Happy Canadian Thanksgiving. Now to my American listeners out there, I know your Thanksgiving doesn't come until about 24th November, but nonetheless, have a beer, have a piece of poultry, and enjoy the show. Anyhow, yes, what are we thankful for? Well, that's my topic today. I'm thankful for the fact that I was brought up in a democracy, that I was given options and opportunities well beyond my comprehension when I was a young boy, and more so now. Regardless of what's going on with this whole pandemic thing, this environmental issue bullshit they keep talking about, and every day, you know, I'm watching the news, in regards of how angry I get, regards of how mad I get, and realize what we fought for is being compromised, I am still thankful that I live in a democracy. You know, knock on wood, who knows? The way things are going now with restrictions and movements and everything thereof, who knows what's in store for us? But let's take time and reflect on how thankful we are that some of us still have our health, we have our sanity, we have a place to call home. We have family and loved ones that love us and guide us and help us out. And all the more reasons for us to help and guide others to the best of our fucking abilities. So pardon my F-bomb there. I'm going to try to cut back the swearing as best I can, but then again, it's part of my fucking brand. So, that being said, this is what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for being Canadian. I'm thankful for the fact that I served 20 years, that I've met some wonderful people. I'm thankful that I'm married to a wonderful lady. I'm thankful for the fact that I've had some great jobs, met some good people, that I still have a work ethic, that I still got my head on straight as best as I can. I've had some issues to deal with over the past, let's say 10 years, to say the least. But I was at dinner with friends of ours there last night. Had a good talk, drank some wine. I know I said to cut back on the drinking, but it was festive, so had a few glasses of wine. Shot the shit about life. Politics, policies, and internal wealth that we all have. So I know this time is tough for a lot of Canadians out there, and Americans, and some Brits, and French, and Germans. And a shout out to some of my Eastern European and new Russian subscribers. Welcome. Please feel free to comment and all that good stuff. And if you all get a chance, please take a look at my new store. I'm with Customized Girl now. They seem to give me a better idea and some more alternatives. Feedback from them was phenomenal, so give it a shout. I'll leave a link in my description. But I want to discuss the environment too. Now, Mr. John Wilkinson, the new environment minister, came on the television there last week discussing the whole ban of single-use plastics. You know, little forks, little spoons, little stir sticks, you know, little plastic bags we get from the shops and grocery stores alike. And how they want to phase them out by the end of 2021. Now, I remember as a teenager, back in the day, late 80s, early 90s, when everybody was discussing the whole environmental issue when it came to plastics and plastic-based materials, and yet, when this pandemic came into effect, you would see the market for single-use plastics just kind of skyrocket because it goes into the masks, it goes into tubing, it goes into gloves, it goes into everything that we take for granted when it comes to our medicine and when it comes to getting checked out. Now, when I was working as a security guard, I had to have a pair of latex gloves on me just in case, along with my cuffs and my other tools and all that good stuff. And plastic, especially single-use plastic, is all around us every fucking day. Okay? Now, I'll leave a link to the little speech that Mr. Wilkinson said in regards to banning the single-use plastic. And it was like watching one of my old English teachers trying to explain Shakespeare to me in a total monotone voice like this. No enthusiasm. Let's call him Minister Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh. You remember Eeyore? You know, don't bother, just carry on. Yeah, okay. So, it just goes to prove that there's another liberal quack out there who's trying to decide what is best for us. Now, I agree about the environment. We have to clean things up. We have to look after things, you know, but I'm not going to panic, okay? I am not going to effing panic just because some quack in Ottawa comes up with a plan to ban things, okay? Is that the viable solution they have when it comes to the ocean, to our rivers? Just ban it and everything will be just fine. Didn't they try that with liquor back in the 20s? And what happened with that? Right? Especially in the United States. What happened with that when they tried to ban something? Okay. Are you going to have a black market for spare forks and knives? Is there some kind of crime family that's going to be created that are going to hone the market of black market utensils? Interesting, right? See, every time one of these fucking clowns speak on our behalf, I just get so, how do you say, I get dumber every time I listen to him. Because what is he basing this on? Is he basing it on actual scientific data? Yeah, there's a lot of plastic in our riverways and our oceans. But Canada does not sit high on the level of big polluters. We don't do it for the whole carbon emission. And we sure as hell don't do it when it comes to our oceans and our rivers. Now, we are bad for the fact that there are people out there that insist on dumping raw sewage in our waterways. And you've heard me ramble on about that enough times. But in the same sense, which is more lethal? Yeah? Dumping a biohazard into a waterway or coming across a handful of forks and a few plastic bags? Now, when I was overseas, okay, back in the day when I was overseas, when I was on tour, the only place I saw in Afghanistan, they were just filthy. Now, I'm not disenfranchising the Afghan people, but the infrastructure needs works and all that. And, you know, that's what happens when you're in a country that's seen nothing but war for the past, you know, 45 years. But every river we saw, every waterway, you would see a couple of kids playing in the water, you'd see somebody doing the laundry, and then someone taking a dump, and then you'd see a pile of plastic everywhere. Water bottles, freaking plastic bags, toys, items of no particular importance, but just pile upon pile upon pile. And yet, when I hear these ministers talk about, oh, we're so terrible when it comes to polluting, we're so terrible when it comes to the environment, and yet what viable solution, I say again, what viable solution have they brought to the table other than incorporating another tax and banning something? Now, there's a young man from Holland called Boyan Slat who basically invented a system that would assist in cleaning up the oceans without costing people or nickel and diming people left and right in regards to saving the world. And I'll leave a link to his work there too. And what I read about him, innovation, simple innovation. And he took it upon himself to innovate and create something that will assist without screwing people over or taking more of their money. It's common sense. And let's use his example, okay? To everybody that's out of work on the East Coast and West Coast, especially in the waterways when it comes to fishing and other resources, is there not a way you can formulate a plan to put these people back to work in regards to cleaning up the ocean? Is there not a plan that can be done saying, okay, well, we can't fish anymore, but here, let's innovate something. Let's create something that's going to help you go back to sea again, run a crew, run a few people, and haul in some tonnage, haul in some plastic, if that's the model that we're being presented. Because the last time I was on the East Coast, I didn't see abundance of plastic all over the beaches. I did not see waste upon waste littered on the beaches. I saw a lot of rocks, a lot of sand, smell of the salt air, you know. the odd emission smell from other plants, but not to a point where I wanted to puke or I was devastated. Things are pretty serene and beautiful and honorable and nature's finest. And yet, we are constantly being handed this narrative. Oh, we have to hurry to clean this up. Hurry up and clean this up. Right? So here's a pandemic where single-use plastics are being used on a regular basis, and yet, oh, we have to stop using them now. Is that the logic, Mr. Wilkinson? Did you learn that logic from Miss McKenna? Right? There's a tweet I'm going to add to this, too, where she was bragging about having a solar panel and none of it to help a community freezer out. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm pretty sure the sun only shines in Nunavut, what, 5 months out of the year? Or am I totally wrong? Don't you need sunlight to run solar? Don't you need constant sunlight to run solar? And yet, she's bragging about a freaking goddamn solar panel in Nunavut. Wow. What an achievement. Holy fuck. See, all the more reasons why I'm thankful is that I like to think I'm sane now. And when you read stories like that, you just kind of go, what the F, right? What the hell was that? Holy shit. And I'll leave links in the description there too. And if you, ladies and gentlemen, if you do feel like donating, please consider donating a $5 to $10 a month donation to any of my pay sites. I'll leave in the description there. And if you do donate a consistent or a committed $5 to $10 donation a month, you can get yourself a free t-shirt from my new Teespring line and my new customized girl line of your choice. So just let me know via email or through comments here on Tube, on the YouTube, and on Podbean respectively. But still, folks, you know, regardless of how many people celebrated Thanksgiving this past weekend, let's be thankful that there's still some sanity out there in the works where we have people, independent media folk, other people online, and myself, trying to find viable solutions and to encourage and incorporate some sanity in this mess. Anyhow, here's a word from my sponsors.
Rampage Coffee Company. Extremely delicious coffee. Roasted with purpose, then delivered to your favorite mug. Our delicious coffee comes packed with enough attitude to punch you out of your morning slippers. Here at Rampage Coffee Company, we provide you superior quality coffee that is delivered to the doorsteps of any Canadian who is ready to take their coffee game to the next level. We hand select quality beans to be a small batch roasted by our head roaster, which ensures unparalleled attention to details and amazing quality in all our coffee. Cheers to a freshly roasted kick-ass coffee. Rampage Coffee Company. Use the code CRUSTYCANUCK to get free shipping on the Rampage sampler.
This is Brian Boucher, the new CEO of Kanawha Gold Corp. We have gold at 99% purity with discounts ranging from $100 up to $200 off the ounce. This is the right place to buy, from 2-gram cards to 400-ounce bricks. We have any quantity of gold you are looking for. We also sell by the ton, not like your ex-wife. Visit us today at canundgold.com, canundgold.com.
In October of 2015, Lindsay Robbins, like many of her fellow Canadians, was struggling with the turmoil of mental illness. The ups and downs of what she was going through was shaping her realities, and she longed for structure. As luck would have it, that structure presented itself to her in the form of gardening. And through gardening, Lindsay had an awakening that led her to create Produce for Heroes. Lindsay realized that our veterans were going through their own mental struggles, and through her own experience, she realized the power of community. By desiring to help the way that she had been helped, she has created a program that provides relief to veterans. Her food program, which aims to provide veterans and their families relief from the stresses of food insecurity and help alleviate the cost of living for those that have sacrificed so much for their country. Whether it's through directly contacting Produce for Heroes or through a friend's referral, all veterans and their families living in Canada are welcome. By shining a light on the struggle of veterans and their families, Lindsay is hoping to get her fellow Canadians to hop on board and support Produce for Heroes and our great veterans. If you or a veteran you know needs help, produceforheroes.com is a great place to start.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You can follow the fine people at Rampage Coffee, Scott and Robert there at Canon Gold, and Robert and Bill or correction, I'm speaking tongues today, and Lindsay at Produce for Heroes there. So I'll leave links in the description. So carrying on, what I'm thankful for. Yes, again, I am thankful for living in a country where we could try to find some sanity in this chaos we call the whole beer bug and other imperfections with our elected officials. Yes, what a joke. Anyhow, ladies and gentlemen, here are my suggestions when it comes to cleaning up the environment. Like I said earlier, why don't we hire some fishermen and people that have worked on the docks and worked on the water and find innovative ways to clean up the so-called messes in our waterways, right? Let's take Boyan Slat's example, and I'll leave a link to his description there too. You can decide for yourself. And this is what we can do as citizens. We do recycle. We do plant our own trees, right? We didn't see those 2 billion trees that were promised by Justin's last election, right? Mr. Potato Head's infinite wisdom fails to show itself again. And yet we have government officials who are bragging about one or two solar panels in the high Arctic when they should be bragging about proper innovations on how to keep things clean. You know, innovations when it comes to renewable resources, right? What ideas are on the table to help us common folk with overcoming these environmental obstacles, right? What is happening? What's being suggested? What's being presented? Are they going to rally some engineering students that can develop some kind of technology? Are they going to rally oil workers and geologists alike to find innovations that we don't have to rely on fossil fuels in the near future? Or are they just going to ban that too eventually and then make us buy electric cars at $50,000 a piece and then go into further debt when it comes to more subsidies, right? It's amazing how they keep talking about these payments after payment after payment, and they can't organize themselves. They'd rather spend millions upon millions of dollars. For example, $400 million going to the United Nations to fight this pandemic, when that $400 million can stay in Canada to help its citizens, right? But they won't say anything about that. And of course, the government, you know, wiping its feet and stalling when it comes to understanding the wee scam and the wee scandal that's been going on, how the committee has shut it down. And I'll leave a link to the video there, how Pierre Poilievre was basically censored by the standing committee, right? So regardless of what's going on in our lives right now, ladies and gentlemen, we still should be thankful. Thankful we have a home. Thankful we have, you know, opportunity to have some wonderful turkey. Not that I'm a big fan, but a nice meal with family and friends and the opportunities that we do have here. And the fact is, keep fighting for these opportunities. Okay? There's a quote from Ezra Levant from The Rebel, how it's going to take work. And he's right. He's right. It's going to take work. It's going to take innovation. It's going to take patience. It's going to take time. But in the same sense, how these environmental Nazis like to talk about, oh, we're running out of time. Oh, the world's going to die. Well, then come up with some better solutions rather than taking more money from people. Come up with some better ideas. How are we going to fix this? Right? How are we going to fix these problems? I can tell you right now, start punishing the actual polluters. Punish the actual units or conglomerates or groups or companies that take it upon themselves to dump this crap into the rivers or to dump any kind of crap anywhere for that matter. Don't blame you and me or the average Joe for sitting there eating a Donair or eating some French fries with a plastic fork or, you know, sipping a fizzy pop with a plastic straw, right? Don't become a Carl and Karen overnight just because the government fucking says so. We've got too many of those already. We don't need any more, okay? Like I say, hire ex-fishermen or hire dock workers or people that work in the water to do that. Give them some incentive. If you're going to spend $400 million overseas in the name of a pandemic, you can invest $400 million in your own people to create better incentives, right? Basic economics, basic high school marketing. Why is that so hard? Right? Of course, innovations. You know, someone's got to get their balls smacked and tickled. Someone else has to get a reach around, and therefore everyone's happy, right? Yeah. Guess again. I myself, my wife and I, we take our time to recycle properly. If we get an abundance of bottles, then I'll take in the bottle depot. We get paid for that. And hopefully those bottles get recycled. You know, I personally have planted a couple of trees in my yard. Right? And next spring, I'll probably plant some more just to make the aesthetics good. But we all know you plant a tree, it creates oxygen, right? But carbon is also plant food too. I like to plant a garden every year, right? This year was better than last year. Why? Because, well, you know, you teach yourself how to do it again and again and again till you get it right. Unfortunately, we had some neighborhood cats that made a mess of my potatoes, but, you know, next year I'll just use a pellet gun. Just kidding. No, I won't kill neighborhood cats. But the idea was there. But I think you get my point. We're not stupid people, okay? And every time one of these cabinet members, and I don't care really if it's liberal or if it's conservative or NDP, you've heard my rant about the NDP, Mr. Yagmeet Singh and his lackluster policies just to keep his fucking job, okay? But every one of these clowns, especially in the Liberal Party, have turned around and presented monotone ethics, condescending remarks, and just, I write fucking stupid. How else do I say it, right? We all know how qualified these individuals are. Yeah, they may have a degree, they may have a diploma, but they don't promote common sense, and they sure as hell don't promote humility, okay? They don't promote anything other than their virtue and their agendas and what they want, okay? They talk about defending Canadian democracy, and yet they're the first ones to shun anyone who disagrees with them. And to some of these premiers out there with these ridiculous lockdowns, and some of these mayors with their fucking overnight sensation ideas are full of it. Okay? You look at what Doug Ford's doing in Ontario right now. Right? All we're doing this in the name of safety. Increasing fines, telling people where they can go, where they cannot go. Right? And still, no valid proof on what's going on. No validity to their suggestions. Just do as we say, not as we do, and everything will be just fucking fine. Well, that never worked before. Why is it going to work again? Okay? Talking to all these hospitals are filled up to the max with all these patients, and yet they're not differentiating from actual cases to actual diagnoses and people that are under these restrictions, people who are actually ill. So, yes, I can see an abundance of cases, and no one's denying that fact. But what more research is out there? I highly suggest, ladies and gentlemen, look at Canada Pauly. His work is incredible. I'll leave a link to his work, too, his most recent video. At least a couple of them, anyway. Just fantastic research. The guy's a journalist, as far as I know, too, but he's just common sense, down to earth. Sorry, I'm mixing up my words here today. All this information coming at once. Anyway, he's down to earth, common sense, and he's a patriot. So I'll highly suggest you listen to his words there, too. And I'll leave links, as I say again, in the description in regards to Mr. Wilkinson's little speech and how fucking stupid it is, really. You know, we are not a polluting nation. Yes, we are guilty for emissions. To an extent, we are guilty for certain spills, to an extent. But when you look at the way we process our oil and gas in this country, I would say it probably has the most regulatory and highest environmental standards known to mankind. And I said mankind, not people kind. Right? And we've never had devastating spills. We've had issues, yes, but they also get cleaned up promptly, and things go back to normal in a matter of months, too. Okay? And I am personally tired of the hypocrisy that comes from these officials when it says about cleaning that up, and they're their biggest culprits themselves when it comes to burning fuel and burning this and burning that. Right? So until they start providing and presenting viable solutions to said predicaments or problems, I'm not going to buy anything they say. And neither should you, ladies and gentlemen. Neither should you. Right? Ask the tough questions, put them on the spot, and hold them accountable. Okay? We got to get people working again. We got to get people out in the street, moving about, minding their business, doing their thing, whatever. Economic freedom. Right? All these sayings that all these cronies have come up with saying, oh, we've taken the debt because you don't have to. Well, where do you think that money to pay the debt is coming from? The magical money machine that relies on pixie farts and fairy dust to make the world go round? No. It comes from people like you and me that go to work every day and, quote unquote, pay our share of taxes. And that's what gets me, too, with all the opposition, especially the NDP when they're talking about people paying their fair share. They're spending more goddamn time worrying about 20 or 25 so-called billionaires in this country when they should be worried about the welfare of every Canadian citizen that is going through this crisis. Stop worrying about the 20 billionaires and start worrying about 25 million of us. Or here's an idea. Start worrying about the 37 million of us. Right? Who gives a shit if so-and-so got rich? You okay deals to help Loblaws get rich. Half you guys okay deals to let Bombardier get another bailout. And you also agreed to hush-hush about SNC-Lavalin and other companies that were under the Liberal fucking watchful eye. Right? How about all the money that's going to the Tides Foundation? Or better yet, what they call themselves now the Make Way Foundation. To make way to get their fucking hands in our fucking policies. Where they really have no business being there in the first place. Right? So, ladies and gentlemen, use your plastic forks. Use your stir sticks. Use your cups. Use your bags. Do what you can to make your lives easier. But in the same sense, let's use common sense too. Right? Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. And to all the John Wilkinsons out there with their great ideas and their monotone fucking presentations, to all the Barbie the Builders and Christy McKenna's, the pint-sized twats alike, bugger off. Stay out of our fucking lives. Let us be. Enough of your bullshit. Okay? I've already presented a couple of decent solutions. I've already presented some ideas in regards to what we can do in our own homes, on our own time, on our own dime. Let alone with Mr. fucking know-it-all government telling us how to do it. Right? Like I said in my last episode, ladies and gentlemen, this is turning into a real shit show. This is not the Canada that I fought for, that my grandparents fought for. But it's our home and native land. And nonetheless, we got to stand our ground and start using some common sense. Ask the tough questions. Put them on the spot. Show some more accountability. There have been numerous examples in our mainstream media already that have presented the fact that they are not being accountable. Yet the narratives keep changing, right? Let's not worry so much about what's going on in the States with Trump and his election and his COVID diagnosis. And who gives a shit about the fly on Mike Pence's head? Let's look at those debates for what they were. They were garbage. Okay? And I know it insulted a lot of intelligence out there, especially with my American friends, when it came to watching it. A few of them weighed in recently, and they told me how it was much of a waste of time to sit and watch this garble farb and this garble garble over this and gender and identity when there's more things to worry about out there. But hey, who knows? Time will tell, right? We'll see come November 3rd what happens in the United States and respect what's going to happen November 4th. My American friends, you know, you got a lot of friends up here as far as I'm concerned. So, that being said, ladies and gentlemen, that has been my little podcast on solutions and being thankful for on this 12th of October, 2020. Weather's kind of crisp outside, so that means winter is a-coming. You know, not in the Game of Thrones sense, but I think she's going to be a cold one. So, prep your kit, prep your coats, toques, gloves, all that good stuff. If you get some time this week, go to your garages, get your trucks and cars winterized, get ready for the season. And let's hope for the best. Let's try to be optimistic in this crisis. And nothing wrong with standing up for this country and standing up for viable solutions, especially when you collect, you know, we hire people, i.e. elect our officials to do it. So let's make sure they start doing their jobs. Right? And as I say again, ladies and gentlemen, if you get a chance to check out my merchandise, please do. I put some designs and stuff together myself, so please consider that. I've got some veteran swagger there. I got some nice t-shirts. I got some swimsuits for the ladies. I even got underwear. Go figure, eh? So if you do feel like donating, please donate. You can find me on Subscribestar, PayPal, and the Patreon links I'll leave in the description. And I'll say again, if you give a committed donation of $5 to $10 a month, you will get yourself a free t-shirt from both of my stores, Teespring or Customized Girl there. And I'll leave links in the description as well. So, as I always say, ladies and gentlemen, take care of your friends and your loved ones. And let's do the best we can in this pandemic, in this crisis. And remember, humanity and merit wins the day. Take care, and I'll see you next time. Bye for now.
Sweetheart. Because I am hard, you will not like me.
Oh, yes, sir.
There is no racial bigotry here.